Well, good day and welcome once again to the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. I'm Steve Bonnenberger. We welcome you to our program. In this key session, we're going to be talking about key incidents and trigger rangers. Now, if you're working through Genius Path Concentrated Self-Care with us, you'll remember that in session one, we talked about structure and outline and process build, and we gave you kind of a, if you will, a scaffold of how we do business here on this end and how we see the human reconstruction process. In section two, we talked about history and probing, and it's really important for you to go backwards and to look into that. I think you should repeat those couple of sessions multiple times and really get your mind around it. Then last time we were together, we talked about family dynamics. And in this session, as we focus upon Genius Path, Concentrated Self-Care, we talk about the key incidents and trigger ranges. Key incidents and trigger ranges. We believe healing is a powerful, powerful mechanism of the human soul. And we believe that you need a proper and ever-expanding definition of healing. So I have defined healing in the following way. I think healing is first, the effective capacity to uncover personal information and valuable data. We'll talk about that. And then I believe it is the focus to correctly isolate incidents. And then the capacity and intention to properly view and create a positive disassociation with those key incidents and trigger ranges. And then the decision, the conscious decision and commitment to dispassionately and openly discuss these past incidents. For me, the work I do with clients and sojourners is a magical process. And we're going to spend our time right now talking about healing. And we're going to talk first about healing as the effective capacity to uncover personal information and collect valuable data. Healing is the effective capacity to uncover personal information and collect valuable data. As a person, you should be interested in gaining and not gaming self-care. We're not talking about some kind of name it and claim it thing of the past. We're not talking about fake it till you make it. We're talking about you as a person that is genuinely determined to discover and unlock your own personal genius. We believe there is this hidden and unstoppable force of personal curiosity, and we're going to discuss and dive deep into personal curiosity in a future session, so look forward to that. But we believe this unstoppable force of personal curiosity quite literally draws you and draws from within you. What are you seeking? What are you searching for? You're looking for clues and hints and language patterns and emotional shadings and avoidance of certain demands or nudges. We're looking for shadowy circumstances that are shrouded in clouded mysteries. We're searching for topics that are too difficult to broach. We're talking about any and all abusive patterns, any and all preludes that led to abuse. We're looking for any and all abusive encounters. We're looking for dialogue and discussion that bruised your psyche and your soul. We're looking for woundedness, both physical and emotional, that caused you to be scarred. These off-limit, these uncomfortable topics are what true self-care is really all about. And healing is determined to intelligently and intentionally deep dive here. Next, healing is the focus to correctly isolate incidents. Healing is the power and the focus to correctly isolate incidents. As a person who is interested in gaining self-care, you, as a person who is genuinely intent on discovering and unlocking your own true genius, you learn to locate and isolate incidents and to discuss and reveal their potency. You learn to render their negative and downward draft, and you fully neuter it and cause these to be impotent. And as a sojourner, somebody that walks consciously and intentionally into these incidents, knowing that you do so only temporarily. The courage required is oft-times seemingly unattainable, and yet I can tell you as a person that has acted as guide and companion to hundreds upon hundreds of people that have done this process with me and I for them, the work is always profitable for soul recovery. Process, let's take a moment. Let's pause our session and get out of the academic and get into who you are as a human being. I want you to think about for just a single moment a single incident that completely wrecked your world. I want you to see the younger version of you. I want you to notice the surroundings. I want you to see who the assailant is or was and call them by name. I want you to walk near to the younger you in your mind. I want you to see the emotional state and identify and name it. Be precise. Do not edit or self-censure. Let the younger you know that never again will there be such monsters that are permitted entrance into your life. And now speak words of comfort to the younger you and tell them that all such monsters are forever banished. And you remind yourself now you matter and you deserve healing. Healing part three is the capacity and intent to properly view and create a positive disassociation. Healing self-care. The genius path operates and originates from the strong belief that you possess the unequaled power and internal capacity to properly view and rightly disassociate from past harms. Healing self-care genius path operates and originates from the strong belief that you possess the unequaled power and internal capacity to properly view and rightly disassociate from past harms. Some past harms you possess the unequaled power to properly view are traumatic experiences. We'll talk much about those. Abusive behaviors, we'll certainly dive into those. Harmful encounters, we're going to go through those a lot. Disease and infirmities, we're going to discuss that. Spiritual isolation and exile. Familial disputes, pattern failures. Look at the list. Take a moment. Notice the ones that speak the loudest to you and have your names etched in them. Here we will hover over and ask you to properly view and disassociate from. Healing part four, the decision to dispassionately and openly discuss past incidents. Unequaled power arises from this internal geyser of hope that gushes when you dispassionately and openly discuss the past incidents of your life. Keep in mind, you're seeking information. Keep in mind, you are searching for key and essential slugs of data. Keep in mind that you are hunting for clues. Keep in mind that the operational premise and core belief of Genius Path concentrated self-care is that portions, if not large chunks, of your genius lie hidden and buried beneath and well within the mire that are your personal incidents. With that as backdrop, your search is not one of drudgery or self-flagellation. Rather, this is a journey of delight and glee. See and view yourself as an explorer, archaeologist, or even as a miner. You seek hidden and buried treasure. Move past harms. And as you do so, you possess this unequaled power to dispassionately and openly discuss these matters, such as destructive personal habits, destructive personal patterns, destructive self-tendencies to self-sabotage, aggressive tendencies to act out, abusive language patterns, filthy and vile language in our thoughts, refusal to cooperate or subjugate to those that wish to cause good to come into your life, outright denial of stated facts and salient opinions, deliberate and even blind pushback, outright belligerence, patterned and ingrained and granular resistance to truth spoken over or about you, long-term and patterned periods of isolation, outright and intentional abuse and harm exhibited or enacted upon others, theft and stealing and violation of other persons' personal space and possessions, preoccupation with others' levels of success, poking and provoking and prodding harmful responses from others, no interest in discovering the why and or the how does this keep happening to me, no aim or limit and or cease to the harm that you do, no genuine interest in pointing out the origin and discovering the hidden gem of your own buried truth. True healing, true self-care looks like identify harm, isolate incidents, reform cognitive recollections, rebrand yourself, imagine and rename how your life has developed, craft and stand tall and walk into new standards of right living. Renew your mind and clarify and cleanse your soul. Now let's do some quick lessons to learn by. Number one is The one who seeks healing is always concerned with why and does keep asking, why is this happening to me? The one who seeks healing is aware that their life has been afflicted by harm and that oftentimes they have also inflicted harm on others. The one who seeks healing is determined and unequally empowered to identify and isolate, disassociate from, and then dispassionately and openly discuss the harms that have found their life and have shaped the way they interact with other people. I love the work we do. I love the idea that something of magical power exists inside of you, and that your continual resistance to it is identified by the fact that you have yet to really address the issues that happen to you. You want to talk to me, call me or ping me. Go to stevebonnenberger.com, stevebonnenberger.com. Leave me a message. I always reply. I'm Steve Bonnenberger. This is the Steve Bonnenberger Anthology. Travel far.